the impact to and with family is just so very important. In lines of family, how supportive were they when you finally did have to seek out treatment? And what were some of the ways in which you found maybe you needed more assistance with, or you needed family to help out more? Or how did that transition happen? Because when you have to start dialysis, when you're crashing in with kidney failure, you know, you have to rely on so many other people, or that your roles might change because you might not be able to do quite as much for others. So what was your experience?
You know, everybody's dynamic is different, right? And for me, my family is me, my wife, and my son here in Bolingbrook. We don't have, neither on my side or on her side, any extended family here in the area. So, you know, it was either lean on my wife, who, you know, is awesome, but she also has an executive role in the healthcare industry. And I made that conscious decision at that point that I didn't want to burden my wife with this. And I didn't want this to impact my son, who at the time was 5 years old. So I didn't want to impact either of them with my disease. So, and my treatment for the disease. So luckily, again, everybody's dynamic is different. I was in my 30s when this happened to me. So I was still strong. I was still vibrant. I was still holding down my job. And I didn't lean on anybody. And I know a number of people who have been the same way, just wanted to resist it and put up as tough of a facade as possible so that it doesn't impact their loved ones around them. I happened to be able to do that at the time and move forward without really impacting my family. I'm not saying that's the way to go for anybody. And if you have a network locally, whether it's family, friends, church, whatever, neighborhood, I would definitely say lean on them. If you need that, so many people that come into dialysis, actually the numbers are somewhere around 13-14% of people that come into dialysis need some assistance with their daily activities. And there's a even higher proportion of that, obviously, of people who just need a ride, because when you leave that dialysis appointment, a lot of times you are feeling drained. You know, not many people can just bounce right to the car. You are just trying to get there. And there's a lot of both inside your family and inside your network, as well as programs that can assist you with transportation and just other little things like that, that a lot of people might take for granted. But once you enter this ESRD world, you can't take anything for granted, and you got to look for help wherever you need it.